All right, you are listening to WMFO in Medford. Today is this very, very special day because we have a very special guest in the room. His name's Graham. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
You know, usually I do it for the fans. I do it for the listeners. I'd say most of the shows I've done have been for the listeners. I'm a loyal DJ.
If you are the dealer,
but today, it's for Grav. You know? And my goal today is to really make him love music. I had two different themes I wanted to do today. One was dance music. You know, get him out of his chair, get him dancing. Mm. And the other was death.
Okay.
And so I decided to do both. So we're gonna jump back and forth between dance and death.
Okay.
So tune in. It's gonna be interesting.
Crucified in the human frame, a million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker. There's a lover in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. But it's written in the scriptures and it's not some idle claim. You want it darker. We kill the flame. Prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggled with some demons, they were middle class and tame. I didn't know I had permission to murder and to maim. You want it darker? Thank you.
mistake do it take till you leave? And I'm left with my hand and my face all red and the face looking at you like,
wait,
I know I ain't a saint. If it ain't too late, well,
I can't keep on losing.
I run away so fast, but my heart like gold, but it break like glass. No, my shit get old and I act so young. Baby, you so cold, never had no son. You don't wanna grow up, you the shit no fun. So when I get home, I'ma give you some, make you feel like, wanna hit that drum. You the dick ain't free, I don't get no fucks. Yeah, it's complicated, got you frustrated. Get home late and you don't trust me, baby. Way too drunk, don't know what I'm saying. You can drive my car, don't drive me crazy. Complicated, got you frustrated. Every single night I keep you waiting. You say you don't care, that's what you saying. We both know that's some bullshit. Okay, we be fighting, we be reuniting. Kiss me, touch me, tease me, me excited. Got a devil, who is who? I'm trying to get through to you because
I can't keep on losing you over complications. Gone too soon. Wait, we was just hanging. I can't seem to hold on to. Dang. The people that know me best, the key that I won't forget. Too soon, I can't keep on losing you.
Can't keep losing you. Can't go away, girl, I'ma need you. Play your game like they might take it to an Ivy League school. Won't get Hall of Fame dick from a minor league dude. I'd see pussy, other people need food. Only got a little time, man, I ain't tryna spend it. All you in about, who ain't giving who attention? Starting up the engine, need to reboot. I see pussy, other people need food. And I use every bone in my body. Keep on holding on to your trust. I know you don't want nothing to do with me, but just one more time, let's make love. One more time, it ain't much. Fuck them all, let's be us. Summer soft sweetness. Car late drunk, you hang up. What a mess I made up. Sense I make none. It's complicated keeping me up late. Can't concentrate, you're always on my brain. If it's love, then why the fuck come with pain? I just think that's some bullshit. Okay, I seem inviting. Trust me, she's a titan. This week she like him, next week they fighting. Need protection, all your dress is bulletproof. You're safe with me, girl.
I can't keep on losing you. Gone too soon. Wait, we was just hanging. I can't seem to hold on to. Dang. The people that know me best, the key that I won't forget. Too soon, I can't keep on losing.
Can't keep losing you.
I've been living what I wrote. And all I see is snakes in the eyes of these niggas. Mama taught me how to read them when I look. Miss me at the precinct getting booked. Fishy niggas stick to eating off of hooks. Say you eating, but we see you getting cooked, nigga. I don't act hard, I'm a hard act to follow, nigga. Like it or not, when it drop, Betty gotta listen. Chasing dragons, trying to make it happen on a mission. Step into the shadows, we could talk addiction. When it's harmful where you going, and a part of you that know it don't give a fuck. Pardon me for going into details. 376 was a brothel, we had females coming every hour on the dot. And this shit sound like a gavel when it knock. Focus on my chat, ain't as frantic as my thoughts. Lately I've been panicking a lot. Feeling like I'm stranded in a mob. Scrambling for Xanax out the canister to pop. Never getting out of hand. Steady handling my job, time damaging my ties. Who turn to get up, get dude turn to dinner quick? You circus niggas, you turning into tricks. I was making waves, you was surfing in them. Dealing with the stomach pain just from birthing nigga shit. Cut the grass off the surface, pray the lawnmower blade catch the back of a serpent nigga shit. Bitch. I've been reaping what I sowed. Nigga, I ain't been outside in a minute. I've been living what I wrote. And all I see is snakes in the eyes of these niggas. Mama taught me how to read them when I look. Miss me at the precinct getting booked. Fishy niggas stick to eating off of hooks. Say you eating, but we see you getting cooked, nigga. My fleeting thoughts on a leash. For the moment, high as fuck, I've been alone in my shit. For the longest, snakes sliding in the street. Mama taught me how to not be like the bodies lying in them, pigs riding in them. I'm a target, so it's hard to even.
Lots of different emotions flying around this morning.
He ain't dying for me. I agree.
So first song I played was Baby I'm Yours by this new kind of dance techno funk group Breakbot, who I really really enjoy. And then after that, You Want It Darker, which was pretty much the last song that Leonard Cohen made before he died last year from I think it was cancer. And like, there's literally a part in the song where he says, "I'm ready, my lord," just like totally accepting the fact he's gonna die. It's very very interesting. I think death in music in general is a super interesting subject. And there are a lot of like really popular artists, like, you know, in his prime, Leonard Cohen was making songs that are like super normal, super like generally accepted songs. And then as you can hear with You Want It Darker, it's just so.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, Bowie did the same thing with Black Star, his very last album.
Yeah.
He has Lazarus, where he just talks up, he's essentially writing about his impending death, and that's, I think it can be super powerful.
I almost put Black Star in here. I mean, it's a 10-minute song, yeah. So I ended up deciding against it, but yeah, you're totally right. Bowie is a better example, even, because he's just so famous.
And yeah, just such a shocking departure from everything he'd ever done.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I played my happy song after that was Dang by Mac Miller off of his new album The Divine Feminine. We had a short talk off air about Mac Miller, and I think my response to Graham, who said that what'd you say Graham?
Baby. I said he was a little fratty, a little trashy.
Yeah. I think people give Mac Miller a bad rap for two reasons. One is because he's white. And I know that's like a card to pull, but like, it's kind of true. Like, obviously, like, hip hop is about like race, and like, that's how it developed. And so it's going to be difficult for a white Jewish individual to like, you know, really become, you know, popular through that medium. So like, obviously, even for me, my initial instinct is to not like him. Which is the same with basically all other white rappers. And then two, because he spent basically the first 10 years of his career being a horrible artist. But I was telling Graham
one
that...
I'd say fratty and trashy.
Yeah, fratty and trashy is a great way to describe it. But his three most recent albums, specifically Faces, which was his, I think, 2013 mixtape, are all really, really good, super introspective... good. Did I already use that word?
You might have.
albums. And then,
do you think that makes up for his earlier stuff? Do you think that, like, obviously he put out the trashy stuff, and I think he was kind of aware that it would sell, you know?
Right.
I think he was aware that it'd be popular around college kids and around...
And then that kind of jumped him into a place where he could be artistic about his music.
Into a place, and then he also develops sort of the cult following, and then he can put something out that's a little more abstract, and I think people will be more likely to listen.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, I kind of hopped on the Mac wagon when I mean, subjectively, when I think his music started getting good.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's good music. It just is. And so, like, at the end of the day, you know, we can judge him for what he's done in the past, but, like, he was, like, there's something to be said always, and I've tried to push this on the show, for music that's successfully popular. Just as much as there's something to be said for music that I like, because I don't really like a lot of popular music, and I've kind of noticed that about myself.
Yeah.
But, like, music that can, you know, make the largest majority of people happy, that's, you know, just as impressive as music with the most layering, with the most sampling, etc. And I think he's done both. But, like, in both instances, he's an artist. He's just an artist in a different way.
Okay.
And that evolution is really interesting.
Okay.
And then after that, I played Grief by Earl Sweatshirt. Earl's one of my favorite rappers, and I want to play music from him on this show, but it's just too vulgar.
It's a little explicit, yeah.
So I just haven't done it, so I did it. And Mac and Earl are very close. They're like, Earl was a big help, I think, in his initial shift.
Okay.
So that's why I put them next to each other. So up next, we're gonna hear a happy Frank song.
Ooh.
And then a sad Frank song.
Ooh.
Frank Ocean. So stay tuned. You know, we got a really smart, special guy in here.
You are too kind.
Ed.
I love you, man.
Ed, anything could happen.
Wow.
On today's radio
truly
show.
Truly anything.
Need your information, take vacation to Malaysia. You my baby, the paparazzi flashing crazy. She swallowed the bottle while I sit back and smoke gelato. Walk in my mansion, 20,000 painting Picasso. Bitch, you be dipping, dabbing with niggas like a nacho. Took off a pen and diamond, dancing like Rick Ricardo. She having it, with the color, working on the bachelor. I know you got a pass, I got a pass, that's in the back of us. Average, I'ma make a million on the average. I'm riding with no brain, bitch, I'm out of it.
Do you slide on all your nights like this? Do you try on? Some spotlight on the slide, oh yeah. Whatever comes too clear. Do you slide on all your nights like this? Yeah. Do you try?
Past visiting hours, but can I please give her these flowers? The doctor don't want to take procedures. He claimed my heart can't take the anesthesia. It'll send her body into a seizure. The little thing by the hospital bed, it'll stop beeping. Hey chick, I'm at a loss for words. What do you say at this time? Remember when I was 9? Tell her everything gonna be fine, but I be lying. The family crying, they want her to live, and she trying. I'm arguing like, what kind of doctor can we find? You know the best medicine go to people that's paid. If Magic Johnson got a cure for AIDS, and all the broke motherfuckers passed away, you telling me if my grandma's in the NBA, right now she'd be okay. But since she was just a secretary, worked for the church for 35 years, things supposed to stop right here. My grandfather trying to pull it together, he's grown. That's where I get my confidence from. Asked the nurse, did you do the research? She asked me, can you sign some t-shirts? Bitch, is you smoking reefer? You don't see that we hurt, but still
I smile.
Room, you can feel my heartbeat, beat, beat. If she gon' pull through, we gon' find out soon. But right now she sleep, sleep, sleep. My mama say, they say, she could pass away any day. Hey chick, what these doctors know anyway? Let me see the x-rays, I ain't no expert, I'm just hurt. Cousin Kim took off of work. Plus my aunt Shirley, aunt Beverly, aunt Clay, and aunt Jean. So many aunties, we could have an auntie team. Feel like A. Marie, it's just one thing. When they said that she made it, you see their eyes gleam. I think we at an all-time high. To get there, we run, we fly, we drive. Cause with my family, we know where home is. So instead of sending flowers, we the roses.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Revolution.
She's up all night to get some. She's up all night.
Wow. Having a little dance party in here.
Yeah, we were getting a little sweaty.
Really enjoying the music. So, let's see. What did I play? I played that Calvin Harris song again.
Yeah.
Which I, like, love. We're talking about, you know, just going back to the idea of, like, popular music and how it's, you know, contrived. I think, like, Calvin Harris gets a bad rap, but the last two songs that he came out with, this one with Frank Ocean and then the other one with Young Thug and Pharrell, are just amazing. They're just so good. And they're, like, popular music combined with, like, really talented artists. And then I compared that to one of the songs on Endless, which was, like, a visual album he did with one of my favorite artists, Tom Sachs, last July, called Death Wish. I don't know. There's a lot of different sides to Frank. It's kind of an interesting...
Yeah, a lot of sides to Calvin as well. I think that, like, anyone who's associated with Taylor Swift is given a very bad reputation, but I think that he released it might not have been an album, but an EP a few weeks ago, and there's a song called Colors on it. And it's just like... A few weeks ago? I think so. Yeah, I think it's relatively recent. Yeah,
I'll check that out. I had no idea.
And he... It's just a very different sound, and I think that's one of his strengths, is, like, some people hate that with primarily dance and EDM artists when they go for a sound that's totally, like, different from anything else they've ever done, but I think it keeps him relevant, and I think it shows that he's, like, a very, like innovative guy. I don't know. I get bothered by people like Ozcan, who just have, like, the same sound in all of their songs.
And, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't think an artist should be, like, lambasted for trying something new.
My immediate reaction to Calvin Harris type music is to not like it.
Okay.
Because I think it came, EDM and that type of music came from a place of lack of music, like less layering, less artistic.
There's like a manual. There's like a guide.
Yes, and so my immediate instinct is to not like it.
Yeah.
But something really interesting I learned about Calvin Harris recently is that he's been doing this thing on his last several songs where he posts every element that goes into the song. Okay. Because last year he had this situation where Taylor Swift, you know, they had their whole thing. And she, like, accused him of, like, not making parts of his stuff. And then, like, he had this whole, like, plagiarism issue, mm-hmm. And, like, a lawsuit, I think. So when he comes out with something, he shares every instrument, every sample, et cetera, that goes into what he's doing. And it's so specific to create a certain sound, like create this pop, you know, his sound is pure pop right now. And that's so interesting because there's so much goes into making a sound that sounds like not that much, like that sounds like it's not that well layered and that there's not that much going into it. And I think he does that really well. So he's a good artist masked as a bad artist is my argument for him.
Okay.
And so after that we played, Roses by Kanye West and, Get Lucky by Daft Punk. Roses was the song on Late Registration that Kanye used to talk about his grandma dying. I play so much Kanye that I kind of hate when I play Kanye at this point. But he's great.
He's great. That's not one of the more, at least popularly known songs on the album, though.
No,
so I'll give you a break for that.
You're right. It's not a popular song. He did play it at the Grammys.
Yeah.
So, like, people know it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's interesting. It's interesting, like, how much loss Kanye's experienced in the last 10 years. I mean, I did, like, a Kanye show 3 weeks ago, so I feel like I'm kind of beating a dead horse.
Is that with Bailey?
Yeah, with Bailey.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I mean, he experienced a ton of loss. His mom died, his grandma died, and he kind of felt like he didn't have anyone, and so it changed his music a lot, but, like, this
changed his persona, not to talk about something you've already talked about.
Yes. Yeah. It changed his persona, it changed his music. And this, like, was the moment when it was all kind of going down during Late Registration.
Yeah.
He was struggling to keep his identity. Okay. And then Get Lucky, I've played it before. We were talking about why is it such a good song? Because it's so good, and it's so difficult to get behind Daft Punk in general. But, I mean, Pharrell, I've said this 1,000 times on the show, he's one of my favorite artists. I absolutely love Pharrell. But the song is do you want to talk about the song and what you were saying off air?
I think the attraction is twofold. I think it's super catchy because it's so light and easy and happy, and I think that automatically appeals to people. And the second part is it has kind of a nostalgic, soulful feel that if you change a few songs, I think this could easily pass for something that was in the 80s, something that was in the 70s.
Right, it's nostalgic, and it feels very light, it's very easy to listen to.
Right.
Once again, we
sometimes we aren't even cognizant of the fact that that's why we like something, but I think that we're automatically attracted to like things that are similar to what we've heard in the past.
Yeah.
So
easy. It's just in general with that and other elements of the song, like sonically, it's just easier to understand. It's easier to kind of compartmentalize in our minds. All right. So we're gonna play some more music. We got a one about death coming up, and then one about dance. It's kind of the theme.
That would be the theme.
That is the theme. And so next song is a Grateful Dead song. I've been wanting to play Grateful Dead basically this entire year, and just haven't really found a way to fit it into all of the like soul influenced stuff that I usually play. So today's the day. Yeah, that's that.
Woo!
Red. Death is real. Someone's there and then they're not. And it's not for singing about. It's not for making into art. When real death enters the house, all poetry is dumb. When I walk in to the
details aren't imperative. What matters is the way it ends. And studies astrology, and he can't stand astrology, but he's quick with an apology when he wisecracks the zodiac.
And he's got animal spirits, and he's got heartfelt lyrics.
Put them together and you can hear it.
That just puts you in a good mood, you know?
Very happy.
Especially compared with the last song. Just really a lot of sadness and then a lot of happiness, one after the other. So you are listening to WMFO in Medford. We're coming to the end of our show right now, so Graham's going to read a quick PSA.
Yeah, this is just a birth control PSA. Says, warning, drinking alcoholic beverages before pregnancy can lead to pregnancy. But there are many different kinds of effective birth control available these days, and you can find out more about them by visiting bedsider.org. That is BEDSIDER.ORG.
Hmm.
A public service message from WMFO.
Did they ask you to read it out loud, or did you just take that and find your own?
Bedsider is kind of an interesting website title.
I'd be curious to see if that website is still in existence.
Yeah, this is an old ad.
This is an old one.
Yeah. I don't... Well, because bedside, you know, bedside table, bedsider. I've never heard that used before.
Could be a fun term to use. Yeah.
Oh, I'm a bedsider.
You're nothing but a bedsider. Anyways, so we played He's Gone by the... really quickly, because we have not that much time. We played He's Gone by the Grateful Dead. My dad's like the biggest... Or not the biggest. There are some big Deadheads out there. But he's a pretty big Deadhead, so I listened to him a lot growing up. And like I love Jerry Garcia. I've played him before. Just like really, really talented artist, whatever. Kay Trinata, really like good dance hall kind of like production-y music going on right now. Really... I also really like Sid, who's the singer on that song. She's the lead singer of The Internet, which is one of my favorite bands right now. And then Real Death by Mount Eerie. This dude is just kind of... his wife died from cancer last year, and he spent a whole album kind of talking about what it's like, you know, like losing pretty much your just favorite person in the world. And I think it's a really, like, kind of... good, yeah. You said it kind of sounds like, it's kind of cliche the way it's sung. But once you get past that, it is, you know, a really nice introspective on, like, handling death.
Yeah, if you hadn't told me that blurb about his wife dying, I think I would have sort of dismissed it.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like an attempt at profiting off of it. But I don't know. It puts it all in perspective, and I think, I don't know, looking back, you can probably feel a little... a pain in his voice.
Yeah.
Can't be easy for him to sing about.
Right. And then Animal Spirits, same kind of deal with Wolfpack. Graham was talking about that too. It's kind of like both of them kind of have this like cliche initial sound to them, like this plasticized idea of, I don't know, like pop music or, you know, some element of a cliche, but I don't know. I was trying to explain to Graham deep down. I think Wolfpack is amazing, and you know, if you look beyond that first layer, there's like a ton of musicality that's going into it. Like one of the best bassists really today. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to end of the night. We're going to play it out. Thanks for listening.
I seen you over there, girl. Why don't you come over here, girl? Don't be scared, girl. There's enough of that in the world, girl. I posted up with my boys. You chillin' with your girls, girl. And I bet you weren't as pretty as your curls, girl.
Jigga me, Rockefeller.
Girls.
Physically, you don't have to remember me. But don't forget my energy. Feel where I'm coming from. So you can see where we going to. Cause by the end of the night, if you come with me, you don't forget what you going through. By the end of the night, if I come with you, I'm gon' forget.
Baby, what's the plan?
So come and slide to the left side. Your body shape hypnotized and that dress smile.
So yes, sir.
Slide that my quick ride. Then curve your hips to your thighs for a test drive. See me out like a freak in the cold diva.
She monkey, but know the freak in the cold need a
exhale. For the weekend, let's go deeper. See when I set sail, I leave a leak in your whole weaker than you. Your friends probably.